Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Long reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hema scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Hemus moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Jones reaches second base with a double. Hemus scores. Bausch moves to third. It's 2-0, Phillies. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky is walked intentionally. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Bausch scores. Jones moves to third. Rapolsky moves to second. It's 3-0, Phillies. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Jones scores. Rapolsky moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 4-0, Phillies. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock is 0 for 1 in the game. Semprock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rapolsky scores. Anderson scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 6-0, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hemus hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rapolsky is hit by the pitch. Jones moves to second. Bob Bowman pinch runs for Rip Rapolsky. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Bowman moves to third. It's 7-0, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing right field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Semprock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Kaczynski now playing second base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Marcelino Solis. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Jackson now playing center field. John Briggs now pitching. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Semprock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Briggs. Ashburn moves to second. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi strikes out. There goes Kaczynski. The throw from Niemann to Banks, and Kaczynski is out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for John Briggs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.